We had some kind of a nut here the other night, man. There's no place to put the fucking glass, so I put it on the floor because I didn't want to get the fucking Yamaha piano dirty because it costs so fucking much. There's a lunatic out there who comes after the show and says, I want to talk to that fucking Reed, man. Why'd he throw a cup at his roadie? 5 cops, and he hits a cop. He meant, what an asshole. Hey, and he had his brother here, right? And he punches a cop. Oh, man. I want to talk to Lou about the answer to life and why he's bullying me. So next time you're wondering, and I don't live that far from here, like, I keep looking and say, wow, man, get out of the limo, and there's going to be the dragon with the cape. Say, all your sins and then some, I'll say, but I'm not Catholic, Jack. The umbrella man is on Rikers Island, he's going to be a dentist. You remember him, man, with the cape? What? Surprised you, huh? What do you think? This is question and answer. It's not my fault, man. 20,000 years apart. Come on. I don't have anything to say. I just wanted to have it quiet for a while. I've been here a week. You think that's an accomplishment? I think it's a, you know, like something you're sentenced to. And if you don't get that, you get the Palladium with Delson and you. 2 hours with 14,000 animals throwing beer cans at you for whatever. Oh, but that's rock and roll. Bullshit. Not behind my back anymore. Somebody sometimes said, me, I'm lonely. Me and my several selves discussed it at night. Lou number one, new Lou number 5. Hello. Is it you again, reformer? Me, a culpa. Holly came from my MFLA. I have no attitude without a cigarette. I'd rather have cancer than be a faggot. That wasn't an anti-gay remark coming from me, man. It's a compliment. Like going to bed with a brontosaurus, man. It's out of style. What's in style? Nothing is in style, man. Haven't you gotten into nothing yet? Why not? Because there's nothing. Saturday night, man. What do you want? Watch me turn into Lou Reed before your very eyes. I do Lou Reed better than anybody. So I thought I'd get in on it. Enough attitude to kill every person in Jersey. Ask him if it's a good Holly came from Miami, LA. Hitchhiking all the way across the USA. But the I'm on the way. Shake his legs and he was a shaking. Baby, what you think I'm bold on the wild side? Would you like to know how that song got written? I know you're desiring to ask. Does it sound like Hollywood Mark? That's an in joke, I guess. Believe it or not, the first time I quit rock and roll because of too many lawsuits. I could not afford my lawyers. I still can't, but now I got the government as partners. Fantastic, I get to go in like a week now in Puerto Rico in a nice hotel. What are you complaining about, asshole? I just play guitar. Hi, Bruce. Springsteen is alright, by the way. He gets my seal approval. I think he's groovy. You notice the way the critics turned on him like after they were on him, right? When you needed them, they weren't there at any time. Critics. What does Robert Christgau do with that? You know, is he a toe fucker? Man, anal retentive, consumer's guide of rock. What a moron. A consumer's guide of rock, man. I object to the fucking liner notes. Start studying rock and roll. I can't believe it. Baroque rock, man. A study by, you know, Robert Christgau. John Rocco, man. Wow. You know how heavy it is to get reviewed by Rockwell? He says you're intelligent. Fuck you. I don't need you to tell me that I'm good. Mr. Reed, you know, you say, oh man, I'm just talking about, I'm in the New York Times, said Mr. Reed. Fuck you. Your doorman would kiss my ass, man. I don't give a jack. He, right, he studies at Harvard. Right? Monologue. But this is it. Opera. A fucking opera, goddamn. That's the critic of the New York Times that makes and breaks the best rock bands that are very heavy and intelligent. Notice there are no colored rock groups. Certainly not in the New York Times with John Rockwell. He wouldn't go there, man. He comes to CBGB's with an armed guard. Don't touch me, man. And he's a big dude. Somebody should say, John, don't be afraid. Christgau is like an anal retentive. Nice little boxes. B plus. Imagine working for a fucking year and you got a B plus from an asshole in the Village Voice. And you don't gotta take this shit, you don't have to talk to the fucking journalists. And they get in for free in the best seats, in case you're interested. And there's no way we can do anything about it. The club owners want the good review. So you get the asshole right up front, but bored, he's gone. What is this shit over, man? You got some coke? Oh boy. Anyway, I know you're not interested in my problems, either am I. Candy came from out of mess of people on Island. This is true, this is true. Believe me. Wow, was that true? In the back room, she said, everybody's darling. Went to a bar called the Hayloft in Baltimore. And when she was given the greatest hit, even when she gave you the greatest hit, there was nothing that Candy ever said but, why don't you come on, take a walk on the west side? I really miss Candy, and I didn't even know her that well. I'm such a scam artist. She had leukemia from a silicone tit, and I'm supposed to feel sorry? Man, don't fucking do that. Don't you, you know, have health education. Don't put plastic in here, you fucking tit. You got no heart. Man, I don't have enough heart for 14,000 assholes. But I got enough for you. Oh, really? You're almost as boring as you look, thanks. You look like a Democrat, wanna go to bed? Hey, Little Joe. Little Joe is an idiot. I don't know if any of you know that, but here is this guy like this, and you talk to him for 2 minutes, you realize he has an IQ of 12. So, like, he goes to, he's the only guy I know went to Italy to be a movie star, and it's not happening. I mean, everybody's ready to go to bed with him, make him a star. He can't, you know, he can barely tie a shoelace and dress. I know Einstein couldn't tie a shoelace, but it's not like that. Not even close, man. You know, he just sits and wants an Amy. You say, Joe, you're getting old. He said, I know. I'll make a Warhol film. But you can't do that anymore, man. Andy has taken himself away from us. And he's right. Now I know why he did it. So, Trella, if you're there, I'm very glad that you're around. But, man, how can you, how, Catherine, you're there. He went to see Monique Van Buren. What did she do, SAG? Late Show? What the, Monique Van Buren, she has Gorbadell as a what? Him and Naylor. I met Naylor at a party. He tries to punch you in the stomach to see how tough you are. He's pathetic, you know. Come on, man. It's like, what? You gotta be kidding. Somebody step on him, man. Go write a Bible. Anyway, interesting people like Sugar Plum Fairy. Hit the street. Sugar Plum Fairy. Now, the person who led the Sugar Plum Fairy is the terrible, right? A real terror. She was fired from the New Yorker, corrected Dorothy Parker's prose. Can you imagine? For those of you who still read, what a snotty remark, I know. Anyway, she makes her living writing things for the Encyclopedia Britannica. 5 cents a word. Like, last time I saw her, she was doing the flower section in Africa. Yeah. Delilah's nephew there. Yeah, she said, what's a word that'll make this thing interesting? We call her Tiny Malice, Dorothy Dean. Oh, man. 2 drinks and she lays you out. I threw a dish at her, like, filled with cigarettes on Thanksgiving. Just because she was getting ready to say it. She wouldn't come to see me if I was dying. Jackie Curtis. This is Revelations. Remember that play, like, you know, play this is ridiculous? Huh? Started that whole thing, I think, on the Rocky Horror shit and all that bullshit. Oh, man. Don't you know? I guess you don't. It's not your fault. It's the journalists, those fucking journalists. Why don't you shoot those journalists? You don't need those assholes. Why do you let them come in here free? Why don't you bitch or something? Go to another club. Man, I don't believe you take this shit. Anyway, I will run for office next week, and I wouldn't vote for me on a prayer. I am not trustworthy. Jackie, and I know she's just speeding away. Thought like me, hey, I'm Jimmy Thief for a day. What? But you know that she had to crash. And some Valium in her bed, man. What are they using now? The Lauded, right? 10 grains for a headache. $8 in Ohio, right? Here it's like 55. Unless you go to Chinatown, they bite your nose off. Now you need something for pain? And then the color girls, they walk over. Guess what they say? Wait. I was gonna tell you how I came to write a song called Walk in the Wild Side. I did not think of it myself, but that's how I got on this one. I had walked out just when I made an album called Loaded for Loaded with Hits, right? Because I saw it coming. I said, oh, get lost. So I walked, right? Because we were gonna be very successful and there could be money there and these tyrannies. So I became a typist for my old man, $40 a week. He says, stupid. I said, yeah, but I never said I was smart. I don't want the company, man. You know, I have had 2 jobs. One's the guy in Jones Beach, you know, the stick with the pin. Lasted one day, a guy threw an arch field down near a trash vest. I said, you gotta be kidding, man, I got a stick with a pin in it. So they put me in the pool area. The guy who walks around when you put your stuff like in the fucking chair. And they say, if you leave and don't take stuff with you, we throw it in the water. That was an afternoon. I said, what are you saying, can you read the sign? Wow! I was shocked. I was appalled. I was taken aback. And then he saw. So, the guys who did the 3 penny opera, this is all true. Call me up, all things. I said, we think you're a very literate rock and roll person. And after Ray Davies, we think you're the person that could take Nelson Aldrin's book, Walk on the Wild Side, and do like a musical thing for Off Broadway. I said, you gotta be kidding. It's about cripples in the ghetto, man. What are you, out of your mind? They said, oh, but, you know, very serious, intense 40-ish hippies, like gray hair, Italian, Park Avenue apartment. I said, oh, well, I'm a fucking typist at this point. You gotta understand, man. People are saying, oh, Louis Stiles, I got $40 a week. You gotta be kidding. These assholes want a treatment for a book that's about cripples? I'm the best qualified person to write a book about cripples and music. Kill yourself, man. It's better than being a garage mechanic, I think. As long as I keep thinking that, what if it wasn't true? I keep saying, the genie will appear and say, hey, schmuck. It was really groovy all the time being that garage mechanic out in Islip. And I'll say, oh, wow. Why didn't you tap me on the shoulder early? Because you wouldn't have listened. Fair enough. So they say, go buy a paperback version. They didn't even give me a version, right? I said, just abridged. Oh, the movie with Jane Fonda. Then now you got it. I like to look at Jane Fonda. I don't want to hear her. Now I don't even want to look at her, you know. I don't like sensitive lesbian pictures. Like, I don't relate, you know. Backwards, I don't relate. I'm facing front, it's hopeless. So I read this fucking book, and they say, will you make an X where you think the song should go? The cripple goes to the bathroom. Oh, yeah, cripple. I got jammed for one few times. I had nothing to say to them. So then it became a challenge. So I figured, why don't I write the theme song for Walk on the Wild Side? I'll call it Walk on the Wild Side. Smart. So I had a great title, but nothing to write about this stupid fucking book, man. Everybody said the guy's brilliant. I said he's from Chicago. Soul Bellow. Boom. So anyway, then they got Mahogany, that play that flopped. Diana Ross, by the way, is great as a person. She has made a good record in time. Love Echo was on hers. She says Loaded, which is more than you do. So anyway, I had a great title and nothing else, and then they fired me. I mean, they did it really gently. They let me down easy. They said, Lou, man, we've got a chance to produce Mahogany or Broadway. I said, oh, wow, my crush. Bro, break a leg. I read that in a book. I was like, you know, go get him, man. Look, advance the theater. Bruce, you gotta believe me, man. These deep people exist. So the play bombed because assholes like Robert Christgau said it was terrible. In this case, it was. Yeah, but I wouldn't go in the first place. But there I was writing the song for these assholes. Anyway, so then I had a great title. I figured I will save this title for the day I decide to assault the world. You yawn? So I just said...